find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It is 8 a.m. Good morning. I am Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new report out of the Wisconsin Policy Forum this morning shows that turnover and vacancy rates among state employees were close to the highest the state has ever seen last fiscal year. The report points to record low unemployment and an aging workforce in Wisconsin for indicators of the near-record turnover and vacancy rates. Wisconsin reported an unemployment rate of 2.4% during the month of April 2023. A Madison judge is telling Michael Gableman not to delete records from his review of former President Donald Trump's loss in 2020 in Wisconsin. Civic Media's Terry Bell reports.
Judge Jacob Frost's Monday ruling affirms Gableman's former special counsel office and anyone's like it in the future are subject to Wisconsin's open records law. Gableman was fired after turning up no credible evidence that voter fraud tipped Wisconsin's electoral votes to President Biden, who beat Trump in 2020. The outcome has withstood recounts, several lawsuits, and a state audit. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The lawsuit challenging a provision of a law that was passed after the election of current Attorney General Josh Call in November of 2018 held oral arguments in Wisconsin's 2nd District Court of Appeals yesterday. The lawsuit requires the Attorney General's office to now receive legislative approval of all lawsuit settlements Wisconsin is a part of. The legal team for the Office of the Attorney General called the legislation, quote, not only unprecedented in Wisconsin history, it is unparalleled nationally. There's a new pitch for keeping up American Family Field and keeping the Brewers in Milwaukee. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux tells WISN-TV's Upfront that a bipartisan group of legislative leaders would have the state provide the stadium district with annual payments for the next 27 years instead of one lump sum all this year.
We're working on getting a draft ready that hopefully we can get bipartisan support for. We're probably going to need bipartisan support. It'd be hard to pass it with just Republican votes.
One idea is to fund the payments in part through income tax revenue from baseball players instead of from the state's $7 billion surplus, like Governor Tony Evers has proposed. Finally, Ataru Nagano and Andrew Kroger, co-owners and chefs of the three-year-old restaurant Fairchild, located in Madison, Wisconsin, were awarded the James Beard Award for Best Chef Midwest last night. And that is what you need to know. I'm Luke Mathers, Civic Media News. Time is 8:03.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Barron County Sheriff's Office has a 30-year-old man in custody after he allegedly stabbed his mother in the neck Monday morning. 30-year-old Michael Townsend was arrested after his 54-year-old mother called 911 saying that her son stabbed her in the neck. She was then flown to a hospital in Eau Claire with serious injuries. Townsend is being held at the Barron County Jail. The opening of Chippewa Falls' outdoor public pool is being delayed due to maintenance issues. The city's Parks and Rec Department said Monday the pool is closed indefinitely while they resolve those issues. The pool was scheduled to open on Friday. And at the WIAA State Boys Golf Championship, Eau Claire Memorial is in second place, 8 strokes back of Sheboygan North in Division I. Amory and Glenwood City are both in seventh place in Division II and III, respectively. The event will wrap up today at Black Wolf Run in Kohler, Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A new chapter for the Milwaukee Bucks begins today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will officially announce Adrian Griffin as the team's new head coach. Griffin signing a multi-year deal worth around $4 million per year. He's been an assistant coach in Oklahoma City, Orlando, and Chicago. And he actually started his coaching career on the staff in Milwaukee when Scott Stiles was the Bucks head coach in 2008. Before that, Griffin had a 9-year career as a player in the NBA. He's being formally introduced today at a press conference in the Deer District. Baseball. The Brewers were going for the sweep last night in Cincinnati, but pitcher Andrew Abbott held the crew to just one run in 6 innings, striking out 6 batters as the Reds beat the Brewers 2-0 at Great American Ballpark. Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
We did a nice job in the first inning making them work. We did a nice job in the second inning. Obviously, the two strikeouts down that inning were big, and then he was efficient after that, and you know we didn't get any hits.
So the Brewers open a 3-game home series tonight against the Baltimore Orioles. Game time 6:40 at American Family Field. Hockey, the Milwaukee Admirals season ended last night with a 4-3 loss on the road to Coachella Valley. The Firebirds won the series 4-2. They now advance to the Calder Cup Series. NCAA former Badgers running back Monty Ball is a candidate for the College Football Hall of Fame. Ball rushed for over 5,000 yards in his 4 years for Wisconsin and set a school record of 77 career touchdowns. NFL OTAs resume in Green Bay, where they'll be working on special teams. Coordinator and now assistant head coach Rich Bisaccia on what he sees in rookie place kicker Anders Carlson, drafted in the 6th round this spring.
I think he's a strong mental makeup person. I think he's been his best regardless of the circumstance. He's been in a lot of big games. He's kicked in a lot of different situations in the SEC. He's kicked in many bowl games. So we're excited about where he's going to go forward.
Last week, we told you that Mason Crosby has sold his home in Green Bay for $1.2 million. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning. I'm Mike Crute. I am here on the morning show. I'm filling in for Stu Daniels. You'll get to know Stu a little bit better starting tomorrow. But a man that should need no introduction, except you don't know who I'm about to say, so I better introduce him. He's Pat Kreitlow, host of the Up North News. You knew him as an anchor in Western Wisconsin. You know him as the morning host at Civ Comedian. Of course, you might know him as state senator Pat Kreitlow, no longer a current title, former state senator Pat Kreitlow. Is that enough fluffing, man? You ready?
So many hats one man has worn over the years, and I don't know what to do with them all, except to look at them finally and say, I was young and thin once. I mean, all the TV suits that I used to wear on TV, the suits I used to wear in the legislature, those go, I got to find a home for those.
Buddy, I used to have some banker suits myself. None of them fit anymore.
No. And I was telling the folks during my show that we're recarpeting the house for the first time in about 20 years here. And so you have to carpet the closets, and all those closets that you stuffed things in, not your regular bedroom closet, but you've got storage closets or like in a guest room. And I'm looking at that going, oh my God, I have to clear all this out. I don't want to put it back in. I got to get rid of this stuff. So I'm going to be in a de-stuffing mode for a while here. I may show up down there with God only knows what for folks to pass around down there, whether it's, you know, ties or, you know, printers that might work, might not work anymore. So be prepared. The Kreitlow rummage sale is on its way.
You know, as a means to that end, Pat, we are playing out across Western Wisconsin right now, and I'd like to say hi to some people that are tuning in perhaps for the very first time, and some new ports of call. La Crosse, for example. La Crosse is where I went to college, Pat, and the Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse, playing out our news talk format for the very first time. And Stu will be the host of the morning show here at 8 to 10. Stu Daniels, and he's off deadheading, literally chasing dead-end friends at the concert. And I think he needed a travel day, a recovery day back. And
yes, I've got a friend like that too, Dan Schumacher, who appears with me on some Fridays. He's also seeing the shows that I think at Wrigley, and then doing one or two others after that. It's a unique virus for our friends who like those rainbow bears on their T-shirts and bumper stickers.
Well, I don't mind the music, but I just couldn't see making the entire lifestyle out of it. But anyways,
right.
So Stu will be back tomorrow. And Pat, you've already done a morning shift. I was listening to your morning show 6 to 8 a.m. this morning. And A, good job, sir. And
thank
B,
you.
You're used to being up in the earlier portion of the day. I'm a little new filling in the mornings here.
I really tipped my cap when I heard that you were willing to fill in for Stu for those first couple of days before he starts his show, because I know you are much more of a night owl. And I used to be, in fact, I had the weird affliction of I wanted to be up early and I wanted to stay up late. because I didn't want to miss anything. You know, I was such a news junkie and I like to do things at both ends of the day. But this isn't Spain. There isn't a siesta time in the middle of the afternoon. But I used to be just about useless, you know, between like 3 and 5 in the afternoon. I finally had to commit to one or the other. So now here I am committed to the early mornings, which actually work out just great. It's a lot of fun doing the show at this hour. Although as I listened throughout the day, and I did yesterday because we're now on a new station up here in Chippewa Falls, the 93.5 The Tap, and it's great to hear people at different day parts because you have a different level of energy depending on where you are, and it's nice to hear so many fresh voices, fresh Wisconsin voices now, more than ever before because of this radio network.
Well, there are a lot of us doing what we love to do, and radio is a passion. No one's going into radio to get rich quick.
No.
Pat, The Tap, you bring it up. That's another new civic media station. The other market we should tell you about, WRJN, in Kenosha, and while you might not be listening, very proud of what we're doing in southeastern Wisconsin as well. But La Crosse, they're listening, and Chippewa Falls, The Tap, 93.5. You are a Lake Wasota resident. You are literally in the market. Pat, we've been kind of working around the fact that we didn't have a station there. Now we got two shiny, beautiful HD FM. If they're FM stations, 93.5. But that's the best talk station we got in the state, man. You better be excited about that one.
I am so excited about this, to be on my hometown radio station, which, you know, for decades, Raleigh and Pat Bushland ran WCFW, where FM means fine music. For decades, I would listen. And for us now to be able to bring that station and its sister frequency at 93.5, to bring them into a new chapter of Wisconsin-based programming on 93.5 on The Tap, and music over at 105.7 just does my heart a lot of good, because you know my passion for radio and you know how much I wanted to get more Wisconsin programming on the airwaves out here, and not the same old either syndicated national talk or the same old satellite music or the same old sports talk. I mean, how many times can you talk about, you know, Aaron Rodgers statistics, you know, with the Jets in preseason, which I know they're going to talk about endlessly, when we can talk about issues that actually affect people at their kitchen table.
And pollinators. I heard you talking. Pollinators. I heard you speaking with state lawmaker Lee Snodgrass this morning about the bees. And I'm thinking to myself, and I mean this literally, I was listening and thinking, I would never hear that on conservative talk radio. If anything, they would make a move to sell more bug spray.
And think that it's funny. And think that they're owning the libs somehow, because there are people that actually want to point out that we maybe shouldn't try to wipe out all the bees and the butterflies and things like that. That there are things, there are good things that happen. It's a lot like last week we talked about the wolf population. And look, up here, that is a very divisive topic. There are people here that very much subscribe to the theory that our policy on wolves should be shoot, shovel, and shut up. And I understand the frustration if you are, say, a farmer, or if you have livestock and lose that. But I also understand well enough that, you know, ecosystems thrive when populations, not just of wolves, but of deer, of fish, of your pollinators, are at whatever is a healthy level. And to determine that healthy level means listening to the scientists, not listening to the loudest voices in the room. And so we are able to have those discussions here to talk about what should we do with the wolf population and the wolf hunt. What should we do to make sure that we protect the things that pollinate literally hundreds of millions of dollars in crops that Wisconsin grows? And yeah, it's not as sexy as, you know, whatever it is in Congress about Hunter Biden's laptop or what have you. But it sure is a lot more germane toward whether, you know, we maintain a good quality of life here in Wisconsin. And we love this state. This is why we're talking about it. This is why we want to fight for it.
Pat Kreitlow, he is the host of Up North News. And soon on The Tap 93.5, you're going to do a very sort of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire centric sort of show that starts as soon as we can feasibly engineer it, make it work in the lineup. It's coming very, very soon, Pat. But, you know, how long have you had these roots in that part of the state?
I've told people that Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley, has been a first or second hometown for most of my life, going back to the age of 7. And while there's not a lot that's funny about divorces, I do get to tell people that when my folks divorced when I was 7, my dad worked for the Chicago Northwestern Railroad. He was a brakeman on the line between St. Paul and Eau Claire, and his family and our roots are in St. Paul. So he was able to do, when you get a divorce, he was able to do what I'm sure other people dream of doing in their marriage, is just being able to keep the same job, but just moving to the other end of the line. And so there he was, getting off the train in Altoona and eventually remarrying a nurse from Gilmanton and settling down in Eau Claire. And so we would come out and visit. And I really enjoyed, you know, seeing the campus out there. And so eventually attended UW Eau Claire. And that's where I met a farmer's daughter from, you know, near Manitowoc. And so this kid who thought he was going to stay in St. Paul and maybe get into state politics in Minnesota, where I served as an intern in the Minnesota legislature, ended up not just falling in love with a Wisconsin girl, but with Wisconsin overall. And so, you know, the Chippewa Valley is where I reported for all those years on TV and on radio, and then eventually had my midlife crisis. Most people, for a midlife crisis, it's a divorce or it's an expensive car. Mine was running for the legislature and, you know, unseating a right-wing Republican and serving in the state Senate. And again, serving this entire area, not just Eau Claire, but basically the Highway 29 corridor going all the way out towards Wausau. And then running for Congress in an even larger area, the 7th District that Toxic Tom Tiffany now represents. So this whole area just has always felt like home, right down to being able to root for the Packers and leave the land of the Vikings, where people say, well, how could you do that? And I said, you have to remember the time that we were in the early 80s. I grew up as a kid in the 70s, and during the 10-year decade of the 70s, most folks don't know this, the Minnesota Vikings lost the Super Bowl 12 times in the decade. They didn't even think that was possible. But somehow it was a very easy transition to make. My wife-to-be had said, look, she too remembers the 70s. The Packers did nothing in the 70s. She said, they've always been losers all of my life, but we have a good time. And I said, you know what? You're right. I'll just switch over to the Packers. Then they got some guy named Brett Favre. And so I've never actually known a bad Green Bay Packers phase in my life. So I've always been a part of this area in one form or another, and I've been very lucky to wear many hats. But the one that I swapped out the Vikings hat for the Packers hat was probably the happiest move of all.
The smartest.
Yes.
And the good, yes, Wisconsin girl. That we both have married fine Wisconsin women, and that's what keeps us here in this beautiful state.
Oh, yeah. Keeps us grounded. And again, like I said, keeps us actively wanting to support the things that make this state a good place to live. And you can do that through many different ways. It's just that the way that you and I have chosen right now is to communicate with folks through the airwaves. And I think we're going to do a hell of a lot of good that way.
Well, I certainly hope so. I am a lacrosse graduate, and God's country, it's certainly a beautiful part of the state. If I could have figured out a way to make a fair living in that part of the state, I would have stayed. Instead, I snuck back home. You know, I had to go back to Madison with my tail between my legs and try to make some money. Come back. We'll take a short break. We'll try to make some money. And then Pat and I will come back. He is the host of Up North News. Soon, the Pat Kreitlow Show in Chippewa Falls. This is The Morning Show. Stu Daniels, he'll join you tomorrow. I'm Crudy in the meantime.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer, coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. Located right here in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Offering public and private care management options, we have a strong track record of success in helping members of our community live their happiest, healthiest, and most independent lives. Beyond care management, we now offer consulting, coaching, and training for individuals and organizations. Where you need us, when you need us, we're on your team. Visit LakelandCareInc.com to learn more.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back. Good morning, Western Wisconsin. I'd like to shout out a few of the new Civic Media stations you might be listening to me on. You're finding me somewhere, perhaps on WRCE in Richland Center. Radio from the Center. We got the Eagle, 1490 AM, where I went to college. La Crosse, beautiful part of the state of Wisconsin. We got Pat Kreitlow joining me this morning. He is checking in from the Tap 93.5. The newest, bestest FM station in the great state of Wisconsin, because it holds our Civic Media News Talk lineup. And also want to shout out our friends listening on Lake Air in Amory, Wisconsin. Beautiful. And the Buzz of the North, Hayward, 9:10 a.m. Shout out all across Western Wisconsin. Shout out to you, Pat Kreitlow. I'm not used to, it's not so much doing the radio in the morning. It's getting up and trying to prep a little bit, reading the headlines, reading the paper. Because I always get up in the morning, I start reading the paper, but I never have an output expectation before like 9 o'clock. And suddenly yes. I got to get up and say something and be cogent. So that's why I invited you on. You're used to this.
Yes, because I have my own little series of post-it notes that get scribbled on around the kitchen or in the garage or whatever. And then later in the day, I'll kind of gather up those things and start to put up an almost cohesive series of bullet points to reach people and to keep in mind that statewide perspective, that we bring up stories occasionally that are rather local to Wisconsin, but to remind people of the statewide perspective involved here. And you mentioned a lot of stations in Western Wisconsin that are either in or on the periphery of the 3rd Congressional District, which is, again, there are so very few districts that frankly matter in the country anymore in terms of, you know, that the voters get a direct say in who's going to control Congress. And people are watching, you know, Derek Van Orden, who's, you know, this new Republican representative for the area. And when he gets done with his first term, I'm sure he's going to face a strong challenge again. And the voters in Western Wisconsin are going to help determine, because look, the Democrats had what, a 4-seat majority last time around. The Republicans have what, a 5-seat majority this time around. It's that close. And so we want to make sure people around Western Wisconsin understand the issues, understand who's for and against this or that, because we have so much more power here as voters than sometimes people really appreciate.
Well, Pat, I want people to have options. Let's call them options. And in our efforts at Civic Media, and I got to be part of the acquisition. I got to be the tip of the spear. And I got to meet a lot of, let's call them old radio dogs, people that love and have this passion for radio. Roland Bushland, I got to meet Roland before he sold the Dave Magnum. I had conversations with Raleigh, and part of the in Chippewa Falls specifically, those that are unfamiliar, we bought WEZY, but we turned it back into what had it always been, WCFW for Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. And I always loved a radio station that had the name of its hometown. You know, the letters mean something. WGBW, that's one of ours. RCE, that's for Richland Center. You know what I mean? I love that it's Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. And even where we chose to locate our radio station, Pat, I don't know if you've noticed, but we're moving the furniture in downtown Chippewa Falls. We're right in the heart of the downtown. We're right above the Edward Jones. I hope they don't mind us using them as a landmark, but currently...
Oh, they won't mind. They won't mind a bit. And if we tell locals it's the old Kinsella Drug on Bridge and Grand, they'll go, oh, yeah, that, because it was a small local drugstore for many years, kitty corner from the Mason Shoe outlet store. And people love that hometown aspect of it. They listened to WCFW, which, again, was local voices, not always the most polished. And they were proud of that. One of their tags was independent among the groups, because they knew all of the other stations in Eau Claire had become part of, you know, some of the behemoth national companies that were out there. And WCFW just wanted to be hometown radio. And now it can still do that while being part of a Wisconsin-based group, that we really get that whole notion, like it says there on your website, you know, hometown radio refreshed. But you're doing it in a way that, again, is centrally located in a new facility that's going up in Madison at the end of State Street, right next to Capitol Square. I haven't seen it for a while, but I got to saw it early in its phases. That has to be such a point of pride between you and Sage Weil and the engineers, to be able to, in this day and age, be so dedicated to local radio that you can build a state-of-the-art facility so that stations all across Wisconsin have a central control point for programming. At least I hope so. I'm trying to live vicariously through you and hope that you're...
Oh, I don't...
All the headaches, you're enjoying... Past the headaches, you're enjoying the mission of it.
I don't understand, you know, all the computer stuff. And radio is really simple science, but on the other hand, in a modern day, and Sage Weil, the CEO of Civic Media, well, he's a tech guy. And he's had a lot of success building tech companies. Well, he's certainly not going to rely upon 18th century technology to drive this new endeavor of his. So, yes, and it's outside my expertise, Pat, as you well know. I don't understand how all the engineering works. I just know that when I turn on my radio on 93.5 FM, suddenly there's Pat Kreitlow in the morning talking to me, and it didn't exist before. The 93.5 in Chippewa Falls, the tap, it wasn't on tap. And the station up in Amory, the station in Amory had been in disrepair, and I don't know if it's been installed yet, but there has been a huge financial commitment to bringing state-of-the-art to both Amory and Hayward. And I know the investment that was made in bringing Raleigh's old 105.7 up to state-of-the-art. And not only that, but the creation of a brand new radio station that never existed before. And it's one of the sweetest signals in the state of Wisconsin. The TAP 93.5, you get to be on it every morning, Pat. I am so envious.
I'm so grateful. It's a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to expanding into the 8 o'clock hour eventually. But you know, until Stu gets this show going, it's fun filling in with you here.
Well, you're going to stick around for a while longer, Pat?
I sure will.
All right, come on back with us. Good morning, Western Wisconsin.
CBS News Brief. Moscow and Kyiv accusing each other of shelling a major dam in the Russian-occupied Kherson region. Britain's foreign secretary says Russia bears ultimate responsibility.
The only reason that this is an issue at all is because of Russia's unprovoked full-scale invasion of Ukraine.
Local towns are being flooded and operations at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant could be affected. Donald Trump's lawyer spent 2 hours behind closed doors at the Justice Department, currently weighing possible criminal charges over those those classified documents found in Trump properties.
The former president defended himself shortly after the meeting on his platform Truth Social, claiming he should not be charged since he did nothing wrong.
CBS's Robert Costa. And Prince Harry has taken the stand in a phone hacking trial. Here's royal commentator Afua Hagen.
Prince Harry has said he's doing this because he wants to hold people to account for what they have done so they can't hide behind an institution or an organization.
CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. A Cameron man is in custody after allegedly stabbing his mother in the neck on Monday. The Barron County Sheriff's Office said 30-year-old Michael Townsend was arrested Monday morning after his 54-year-old mother called 911. She told law enforcement that her son stabbed her in the neck. The woman was flown to a hospital in Eau Claire with serious injuries. Michael Townsend is in custody in the Barron County Jail. The La Crosse Regional Airport is down to one regular service provider. Delta Airlines is no longer serving La Crosse, leaving American Airlines as the only carrier. Delta said staffing and logistics were the reason for ending its service to La Crosse as of Sunday. And airport officials said that they will work to bring in other airlines with Delta's departure. And the opening of the Chippewa Falls Outdoor Public Pool is being delayed due to maintenance issues. The city's Parks and Rec Department said on Monday that the pool was scheduled to open on Friday. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. Located right here in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Offering public and private care management options, we have a strong track record of success in helping members of our community live their happiest, healthiest, and most independent lives. Beyond care management, we now offer consulting, coaching, and training for individuals and organizations. Where you need us, when you need us, we're on your team. Visit LakelandCareInc.com to learn more.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out.
And for some,
welcome back. Good morning, Western Wisconsin. I'm Mike Crude. I'm filling in here. The Stu Daniels Show officially launches tomorrow morning. Just keep the seat warm for him. And I got Pat Kreitlow. Pat knows a little something about doing morning radio. He is the host of the Up North News radio component right here on the Civic Media Network, 6 to 8 a.m. in damn near every market across the state of Wisconsin. And for those that are unfamiliar, he lives in the Lake Wissota area of Chippewa Falls, and he's also going to do a little hometown radio for us on the shiny new Tap 93.5 in Chippewa Falls. We're very excited to have you on board and have you here joining me, help carry the heavy load. I'm not really a morning guy, man. It's hard for me to even speak before like 9 o'clock.
Don't sell yourself short. I heard you with Todd yesterday and then filling in, you know, doing the 9 o'clock hour on your own. And you do this in your sleep.
Well, yeah. Todd Alba is a very talented morning guy, or at least he was, but he now has taken the early afternoon shift, 1 to 3 o'clock. Yes. So if you tuned in this morning, because this was Todd Alba's Digs, you know, we kind of took his show. But the good news is, if you like Todd, and a lot of you did, you're going to hear more of Todd, 1 to 3 across the Civic Media Network. He's the early afternoon show. And I got to tell you, the afternoon shift, so much of the news of the day drops, you know, like at 2 to 3 o'clock. I mean, it's a great time to have a radio show. I think like 4 is ideal. 4 is the ideal
Well,
time.
You know, and that's just it. You're doing such a good job promoting everything else. You're kind of selling short the fact that you've got your own little gig from 4 to 6, which, you know, has become legendary in Wisconsin radio circles, doing Devil's Advocates Radio. And you really do get the full course of news of the day that has dropped into your laps at that point.
Well, we certainly do. We have the benefit of the full day and the breaking news in the afternoon, which often happens. We get to leave our schedules a little flexible at the Devil's Advocates. But not to brag too much, David Siders from Politico came in, and I got quoted there. And I was proud, but I was a little...
Yeah, we quoted that article extensively last week about, you know, the role that you played in the middle of the article in helping more and more Wisconsin voters understand that there is a big difference between the parties, and the reason that there has been such a backlash against Republican overreach, it's coming in part because of programs like yours that are letting people know about these important issues.
But why did David Siders have to describe me as having a small reach? That felt a lot like Trump saying Marco Rubio had small hands. He's got small hands.
Small. It does sound like, did
Cruz
he catch
got
you
a small
a,
reach. Until he met Sage, like he has a small
T-Rex
reach.
Arms. He can never pick up the check. I don't understand. Well, that's only growing as this entire radio station group is just barely off the ground. And so just watching the growth in this thing, you know, explosively already from a station standpoint, then watching the listeners get added, it's not going to be the last time that you're written up about the difference that you're making in the Wisconsin media landscape.
Well, as long as they spell my name correctly and don't use small so often, because there's nothing about me that's small. I'm a big guy, if you know what I'm saying.
There you go.
Pat Kreitlow, he is a legend among larger men. No, you're not a big guy like me. You know, we got some big guys.
We just talked about all the younger clothing that we have to throw away, but it happens. I've said many a time I could keep these suits. I'll probably fit back into them about 6 months after I die, depending on decomposition. But, you know, it just comes with the territory that people now, they used to stop me and, you know, in a bar or wherever, grocery store, and say, hey, you know, I miss seeing you on TV or whatnot, because they knew right away it was me. Now I kind of get this look like, are you who I think you are? That I've actually gotten to the point now where on my phone is a side-by-side picture of me now versus what I looked like 20 years ago when I was anchoring the news. I show them that and they go, oh yeah, it is you. Okay. Which I get that they still, it's nice that they recognize me, but it also kind of hurts a little that I have to show them a photo from 20 years ago where they go, oh yeah, you were young and skinny and handsome back then.
Why would you feel bad? Every female realtor in America still using their senior picture on their professional shot, right?
Yeah. Well, they do. And frankly, the photo that my wife Sherry and I have of us, it was a couple's photo that we took, I want to say 25 years ago now, or almost 25 years ago. And we keep it up because we said it at the time. We said at the time when we saw this portrait come back, we said, that's going to be up at our funeral. Because as far as I'm concerned, we're never going to look better than that. It's all downhill from here. But also in your mind, as you know, I mean, that's still what we look like. But much like in my head, I'm about to turn 59, but I still very much feel 39, you know, between my ears here. And, you know, time will do what it does. But you have your own impression of who you are, what you look like. If you feel comfortable in your skin, that's okay. But because so many people still recognize you from when you were younger, you kind of get those reminders now and then that, you know, time marches on.
Well, I've been a juvenile delinquent since way back in the day.
Yes, you have.
I sort of stunted. I hang out with my college best friend from college every day. So, you know, we sort of settled in on early 20s and, like, never matured. That was our plan.
Hey,
except my hairline. We'll
benefit for that. We benefit from your youthful exuberance that you bring into the program every day.
Well, let's talk some politics. Pat Kreitlow, I'm not going to call you a political insider, but you served in the state Senate here in the great state of Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and you've served on the radio each and every morning for some period of time. Now, you're getting to know the politics pretty damn well in this state. And Tom Tiffany, we talked about the third CD, which is Derek Van Orden, and I can't wait for the next race. I'd like to see Mr. Van Orden, Congressman Van Orden, insurrectionist Van Orden, if you will.
There you go.
I'd like to see him, let's say, debate an opponent. Show a little courage. Be a man, as they say. But Tom Tiffany, I have known Tom Tiffany, former state senator Tom Tiffany, and he was always country club cordial to me. Tom has shook my hand a handful of times. He's appeared on the Devil's Advocate show, me and Dom's show, three, four times through the years, maybe five. And he's always had a certain candor to him, and he's always sort of had this smile and this quick handshake. But I've always questioned what really motivates the man. And we see him in the U.S. Congress, and I'm going to turn it over to you because he's
well. You see him in the Congress, and you'd swear that he's not the congressman from up north. You'd swear he's the congressman from South Texas because of this fixation, this near obsession with the border. And if he's not talking about brown people coming up from Mexico and Central America, he's talking about China. It's all the time about othering groups and saying that there is this kind of existential threat. Because like a lot of people in the right wing, they're not going anywhere unless they're scaring you about some kind of a group. It might be the southern border. It might be China. It might be, the LGBTQ population. And even as we learned from old Toxic Tom yesterday, it might be milk. Because I don't know if you've seen this, but Tom Tiffany's latest crusade is to protect chocolate milk. Because the Biden administration or the USDA is looking at restricting flavored milk, not so much saying you can't have it at all, but making sure that it's within a certain sugar content. I don't know if you know this, Crute, but our kids, they're not as skinny as they used to be. There's a lot of junk food out there. And they're saying, well, let's not contribute to the problem by having overly sugared milk. Well, if that's what Joe Biden is for, then Tom Tiffany's against it, because he right away was out there in the media saying, the Democrats are coming for your chocolate milk. And he's proposing a bill that would protect flavored milks. And I swear it may sound harsh, but I was shocked by this, Crudy, because I thought, if anything, Tom Tiffany was the kind of person that would have said white milk is the one true milk and we must defend that. And that the rainbow of other flavored milks is too woke for our children. So I was a little surprised when he actually went the other way. But of course, it's because if Biden is against it, he has to be for it. Interestingly enough is that I Googled up Biden chocolate milk school lunch. And every hit that comes back by and large is a right-wing website, the Washington Examiner, the Free Beacon, the Daily Caller, the New York Post. You don't see any other many mainstream outlets on there, because chocolate milk is just now their gas stoves or their rainbows or anything that they can do other than actually, do their job for all of us.
You've seen
milk is the new thing.
You've seen the movie, the campaign. I don't want to live in Rainbow Land, and you can't make me live in Rainbow Land. And Will Ferrell says, but there is no Rainbow Land. Doesn't matter, right?
Doesn't matter.
It becomes a creation of their narrative and how these narratives continue, man. Because I swear to God, the last research I do each and every day is I got to go to Fox News Digital and just find out what it is they're talking about.
Right.
Because I know what what I perceive the credible news sources of the world are talking about. I go through the Washington Post. I go through CNN. I go through various news sources, foreign and domestic. I try to look at, what the BBC is saying about us, what differing news sources. And then I got to go for the counter reality of what's playing over on Fox News. And let me tell you this, Pat. My kids are into the woke milk. My kids won't even drink the white milk. I got a kid who's been going to the gym every morning for a year and a half now. And this kid soon to exceed as strong as dad ever was. Like in my 30s, when I was a guy going to the gym a lot, before I was even married, you know, working out, I got to a certain plateau. You know, bench press dudes are all about bench press, right? Like, how much can you bench press, dude? Well, he might exceed my lifetime achievement of bench press before he turns 17.
Good for him.
Yeah. And he drinks a hell of a lot of milk. And one kid's drinking chocolate milk. The other kid's drinking orange milk. You know they got orange milk now? Yes. I didn't know there was such a thing, but I took my kid to the Quick Trip, which, you know, here in Wisconsin, that's all there is. In some parts, they might be excluded. I know Milwaukee doesn't have the same number of Quick Trips. But in western Wisconsin, around Wisconsin, when I drive around this great state, Pat, it's Quick Trips, it's chocolate milk, it's strawberry milk, it's orange milk, and white milk, of course. There's still some of that, but you
obviously
know.
There's also banana milk. But one very interesting one that I had when I was younger, my mom saw it at the store, was curious, and bought it. Never again. Root beer milk.
Ooh.
Root beer milk. Ooh. No, I don't.
It was.
I don't know.
It tasted about as good as you'd expect, which is to say, not at all.
You know, but I won't. I won't. As a child, I wouldn't drink milk. I wouldn't drink any milk. And as a kid growing up in Wisconsin, unless you poured lots of the sugary Nestle. And for me, I didn't even like the chocolate. I wasn't a big chocolate kid either, which I know makes me weird. But that strawberry milk, oh, man, like three scoops, just it'd be like red in the glass. It wouldn't be
strawberry
pink milk.
Quick was the best.
Oh, man, I could live on that stuff.
That was a treat, man. If you could get that or Quick. We couldn't get Hershey syrup was a little outside our price point, you know, growing up on food stamps and such. And I will say that it was such a treat because sometimes when times were rougher and some months were particularly lean, the only milk we'd get would be Carnation instant milk, the powdered stuff that, you know, my mom.
Nobody drinks that, do they?
Nobody. Oh, my God. We thought we were being punished, but. Again, when that's all you got, because you've got politicians who just want to talk about milk rather than, you know, ways to actually grow jobs and help single moms and things like that. Those are the things that motivate me, is to make sure that no other little Pat Kreitlow has to drink powdered milk. And if you want to drink the chocolate milk, drink the chocolate milk.
You
Life
know,
is short.
Raised by a single mom, we went through some of those lean times ourselves. She'd use the food stamps. I was so embarrassed as a kid. That we were that family. To this day, man, I don't even like to use coupons. Like, if I can't afford to buy it, I'm not using a coupon. I'm not going. Yeah. I don't want the implication. It has traumatized me to this day. And if my kids want some rainbow milk, I'm with you, Tom Hefty. Rainbow milk for everybody. Come back. Good morning, Western Wisconsin. He's Pat Kreitlow. We're keeping the seat warm for Stu Daniels. He'll join tomorrow. In the meantime, it's Crudy, it's Aaron, and it's you.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty! A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking!
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make STARS part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Good morning, Western Wisconsin. Shout out Richland Center. Shout out La Crosse. Shout out Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Shout out Amory. Shout out Hayward. Shout out Pat Kreitlo. He is the host of Up North News. He joins me. I'm Mike Crute. You may not know me. I do my own little show in the afternoons, 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates. Pat gets up early. I'm not used to doing that. Pat does. Up North News from 6 to 8 a.m. each morning across the Civic Media Network. And if you're hearing me, you're listening to the Civic Media Network. And Pat, looking forward to very soon having you doing some Chippewa Falls-centric news and conversations with some local dignitaries and luminaries and plain old folks, right?
I'll tell you, the interesting thing here is that Chippewa Falls was one of my first beats as a radio reporter. Keep in mind, again, I'm a kid from the Twin Cities. I was going to UW Eau Claire, graduated, got a job at what was the old WEAQ, AM 790, when they had a newsroom of 2.5 people. And as low
were you person, the half person?
I was the half person. Yep. I was a college senior at the time. And they, part of my beat was the Chippewa County Board and the Chippewa Falls City Council. And so as radio reporters did back then, you went to every one of those meetings. So in the January and February, I would get into my broken down 1973 green Plymouth Fury, and I would chug up to Chippewa Falls, a city I could barely find on a map. And I would dutifully, month after month after month, cover the Chippewa County Board and the Chippewa Falls City Council, file my stories, never dreaming, that some 15 years later, I would move there permanently. And that 25 years later, I would represent the area in the legislature and eventually run for Congress. And so now to be on the Chippewa Falls radio station and to sometime in the near future here, start a local show from 8 to 9 in the morning after the statewide show from 6 to 8 in the morning. I mean, that's a real kick in the pants in a good way that says that the place that I adopted as my hometown is a place where I can continue to live and thrive and inform people about what's going on all throughout the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Wisconsin is some of the most beautiful part of, I would say, anywhere in the world. God's country. I look at La Crosse, mm-hmm. and I went to college in La Crosse, and I have such fond memories of traveling. Old Highway 14. I would take it through the coulees, and it would be like driving through the mountains. You'd go through the foothills, and you'd suddenly pop out, and there's La Crosse. And it'd be so cool, but when I got to drive these radio signals across Western Wisconsin, and we got this shiny new one we're playing out on, 93.5 FM, The Tap out of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. But when I drove that thing towards La Crosse and I flipped around, I went the other way and I started from La Crosse and I went through Arcadia, and you come over that's like a mountain in and of itself. I don't know if I'd ever driven over the peak of Arcadia until maybe 2 months ago when this radio signal, when I heard it for the very first time and I hit the peak, and you can hear 93.5 all the way to Arcadia, dude. It is an enormous signal. That's like 40 miles away. And I know I'm talking radio geek inside baseball right now, but in that part of the state, that sort of valley bowl, I mean, that thing covers the whole bowl. And Raleigh's old 105.7, which has a brand new Fun Face. There's some great music playing out. It's the only HD station in the entire Eau Claire Valley. I mean, wonderful investment made in turning this into a premier music station. But the 93.5, Pat, that never existed before. And that's what I'm really excited about, because that one will carry our mission of talking truth and having conversations and talking about everything from Tom and his rainbow loving woke milk to Tom Tiffany, that is, to pollinators. I heard you talking about bees on your show this morning. I'm thinking, you know what? You got to be the only talk host in Wisconsin talking about bees this morning.
I think so. Bees and rainbow milk. Exactly. But you get to the point of what a lot of people in our audience relate to is that when they were growing up in their cars driving around, they would be pushing the buttons or turning the dials, and they would be trying to hear what was on local radio from station to station. That, you know, long before satellite radio, long before CD players, back when I still had an 8-track player in the aforementioned 73 Fury, you would get these dead spots going down I-94, somewhere like between Wisconsin Dells and Toma, where you hardly got any local radio.
Yeah.
And then you got to a point where you didn't really pay attention to local radio because it was getting so cookie cutter.
Yeah.
In terms of, again, the right wing talk and the satellite talk. And there was just very little that was hometown about it. So I love that we're getting this opportunity to, again, and now with a whole new generation of people that have never turned a radio dial, but now they get these HD signals that it's not just the clarity, it's more of the variety that you get when you can take a radio signal and turn it into a high definition buffet of programming. It's really a new chapter in local radio for Wisconsin.
Well, it's great that, you know, we have a boss that can invest in these sort of resources. HD radio at 105.7. We've got this great talk alternative, 93.5, The Tap. We've got Old Style, The Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse. We've got Lake Air, 1260 AM. That's the old Wexy 1260. Well, now it's Lake Air, LAK. 1260 AM, but it's still providing the same sort of news and talk that it always historically did. We got Hayward, the buzz of the north up there, 910 AM. When they get that new transmitter, that shiny new 5-kilowatt transmitter going, that thing's going to blast all the way to Duluth, Minnesota. And WRCE, Radio from the Center. This is one of the great radio institutions in southwestern Wisconsin. Between that and WRCO, which is the big country stick that's got the Packers, we got the Badgers, we got the Brewers, and we got the Bucks on WRCE. And you're going to have the Stu Daniels Show, and, you know, they don't play you out early morning because they do it local. They got Sunrise in the Center from 6 to 8 a.m. But, Pat, we're going to hear you in Chippewa Falls. We hear you in many of the markets all across the state of Wisconsin. And I'm glad it's you getting up in the mornings.
Oh, yeah, and in those markets, remember, these are folks who are starved for Wisconsin news because they're in the many of them are in the Twin Cities television market, and so they don't get nearly as much Wisconsin news as they like. That ends now with what we're doing with Civic Media.
Pat Krylo makes you this pledge. The news desert, the Wisconsin news desert in northwestern Wisconsin, it's over. He's going to bring you the truth, the news. Pollinator news. Aaron, if you'd bring me some countdown numbers so I know how much time I got left. I'm not used to counting back in my head in the mornings. Western Wisconsin, good morning to you. Pat, we'll let you get on with your day. But we're going to come back in hour number two, take some phone calls, have some fun, talk some politics. 715-388-7155. Give us a call. Good morning, Western Wisconsin.
When
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old. Spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this. Corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty. A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degrees...